Good evening, perverts. Katie Starling here. Now, are you ready for another fucked up story time? I know I am. And don't worry, those of you who love my video content, I will be filming within the next week. At least I'm trying to. Filming is a little harder to do than recording, but, you know, I get around to it. Remember, if you want a custom video, audio, photo set, what have you, come on over to the Pervert Paradise Discord server. There will be a link in the description, or you could just type in discord.gg/pervertparadise, and you'll find me and my lovely friends like Miss Beatrix, Sloan's Moans, Fiona Costello, our Mama Fiona, Plushy Zoe, Lilith, oh yeah, lots of taboo ladies in the Pervert Paradise. And we're proud of it. And of course, those of you struggling or feeling guilty about listening to this type of content, you're welcome there too. We have our harm reduction mission for a reason and for a purpose. And so to help perverts listen to me or my content, watch me or watch my friends, and make sure they can feel good about it because it's all safe, legal, and consensual. We have support groups 3 times a week, and I encourage you to join. Alright, well, now that I got the intro over with, remember, it's all just a fantasy. None of the characters are real, the stories are real, the events aren't real. It's just for fun. And harm reduction. Alright, let's get started on another twisted tale. Well, it's that time of year again, near the end of the summer. We always go camping near the end of the summer. My husband's family has like a tree farm. We pretty much use it as a campground. Though there are many public campgrounds nearby. Quite a few, actually. It is in kind of like a forest area. There's a lake. It's really beautiful. Having our own private one there too, it just makes it even better. But after being together for so long, unfortunately our sex has gone stale. I don't know how to ask him. I don't know what to tell him. All I do is continue to pack and think about how do I approach the subject. I really want to ask him, what is it that really gets him off? Because I don't feel like I'm enough anymore. He's on the computer hours at a time. Every night. I know he's looking at something. I just don't know what. I get the camping gear in the car and have both of our suitcases packed since we leave in the morning. That night, he came home from work and I'm waiting there on the couch. Hi, honey. So happy you're home. You ready for our trip tomorrow? You remembered to get the days off, didn't you? Thank you. No, I'm happy you had a good day, and I'm so happy you remembered, too, since you're so damn forgetful. Well, look, I have something I really need to talk to you about, okay? So why don't you come sit next to me here on the couch, and, I'll talk about it. I see his face kind of go from a grin to a little bit of one of those blank expressions. almost with concern. He sits down next to me, puts his hand on my thigh, looks up to me, and asks me what this is all about. I look up at him with a worried look on my face. Honey, what are you doing on your computer in your office every night? I don't feel like I'm enough anymore. I know you're doing something in there. He tries to explain his way out of it, but I look at him like it's no use. He finally says, okay. I look at him and I listen to him explain everything. The little girls, the not so legal porn, the child porn, the CP, the chat rooms, the Wicker accounts, Telegram. I can't believe my ears. I don't know what to say. I mean, God, we have a kid of our own. I just stare at him. I also listen to him explain to me that he would never touch our kids. He doesn't really want to touch a kid. He does, but, you know, that's why he's in the computer every night. I don't know what to say. I never thought my husband was a pedophile. I mean, Jesus, he's sick. What a sick fuck. But I look at him. Show me what's on the computer. Show me the pictures. Show me the videos. He shakes his head no at first. I stand over him and I say, as I'm pointing to the bedroom, show me now. He gets up, like any good husband, takes my hand, and leads me into his office. Well, bedroom we had converted into an office. He leads me in there, still holding my hand. Brings me over into his computer chair, has me sit down. As he stands over me, and uses the mouse and keyboard, staring at the screen in anticipation. He clicks on a folder, a locked folder. I see him enter an encryption code, and it pops up, all of it, a huge collection, full of things I never thought I'd see from him. Pictures, lots of pictures. Different little girls, some of them spread eagle, some of them kind of in that bent over doggy style position, some of them getting fucked by ungodly sized cocks. I can't believe it. I mean, they're so small and the cock was so big. I never seen a little thing stretched like that. My husband explains to me how hard it is to find this content. I'm sure it is. Tells me how rare some of the more extreme child porn is. I tell him that this is sick. I don't understand. But I never felt more aroused than now. It's the most aroused I've felt our entire relationship. I've just actually in my entire life. I've never been so fucking wet. I can't believe what I'm feeling. I look at my husband. He looks at me. And I look back at the picture of this sweet, innocent little 8-year-old girl getting throat fucked by a monsterly huge cock compared to her tiny mouth. Oh, she looks so innocent sitting there, sucking her master's cock like a lollipop. My husband leans in, gives me a hot, passionate kiss. Later on, that leads to the bedroom. We fuck like rabbits for hours. First time in years we've been like that together. I just can't believe it. Ah, best sex we ever had. Maybe I'm a pedophile too. Maybe I'm just as sick as he is, if not more. I start feeling all these different desires pop up, thoughts in my head about little girls and my husband, how maybe I could lure them in for him. I try to shake him out of my mind, but fuck, I just can't help it. They're just so cute and so small. Feel my panties getting wet again. Ugh, shake the thoughts from my mind. We get on the road and arrive at our favorite camp spot, our private campground, next to like 3 other public ones. One of the most popular campgrounds in the state are just down the road. We unpack all of our gear, get everything out, get our little camp stove set up, our tent. We have a huge tent. It's so nice. It's like one of those big army tents. I think it sleeps like 12 people, if I remember right. We always pack rope and tape. All kinds of things with us whenever we go camping. After all, you never know what you might need. After we get everything set up, I tell him, let's take a drive. Come on, don't you think it'll be fun? He looks at me, kind of confused, but has a big smile. I could tell he's all in. We giggle on our way to the car. Now that it feels like our sex life has been reinvigorated, we hadn't been so happy. Not in a long time, at least. I happily get into the car, shaking with excitement. We drive down the road to the most popular campground in the state. Has this gorgeous lake, big waterfall flowing into it. It's absolutely beautiful. People around on the picnic benches, multiple campsites. And as we're driving through, looking at all the different sights and sounds, we come to a more secluded area of the campground. And all of a sudden, I see her. I point her out to my husband. I say, look. You think she's all alone out here? He looks at me, gives me a shrug like, I don't really know. Explains to me that the parents are probably just down the road. I look at him again. I get a sadistic smile on my face. The thought comes to my mind. The tingling down there. Let's snatch her up. What do you think? He looks at me, shocked and confused. I said, come on, let's snatch her up. I mean, she can't be any older than, like, 6. Look how tiny she is. Oh, and look at that adorable little butt. I stare at her as she's still walking, slowly following her with our car. I could tell she looks nervous and scared, especially with these 2 strangers following her. She has long brown hair, dark brown, pale skin. Probably has to wear a lot of sunscreen, I'm sure, to keep her skin so porcelain like that. Oh, she looks like, well, she looks like one of those porcelain dolls I had as a child. God, she's so cute. So innocent. So beautiful. I keep looking at her. I see my husband stop. I look over at him. I hear him shuffling in the back seat. I see that he has rope in his hand. Oh, so that's what he was getting out of there. He looks at me. Ready? Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. We get out of the car. Keeps the rope behind his back. I grab one of the chocolate bars that I was saving for myself, but I guess this is worth it. Little girl, little girl, come here. Look, I could tell you look hungry, scared. Where are your parents? You don't know? Oh, sweetie, well, come on, maybe we can help you find them. Bring that little stuffed bear with you too, will ya? What's his name? Teddy. Oh, that's so sweet. God, you're such a cute little thing. Come on, get in the car with us. You can go ahead and sit on my lap while we drive around the campground. How's that sound? I look over at my husband, give him a wink. She's coming with us willingly, although she still looks quite nervous. We get her in the car. He still has the rope on standby, just in case. We drive away from the campground. I could feel her shaking on my lap. What's wrong, honey? She looks up at me, scared. We're not in the campground anymore. Oh, I know you want your mommy and daddy, but we couldn't find them. So you're going to have to come with us. Come on, it won't be so bad. We just want to have a little fun after all. It'll be okay. I look over and wink at my husband. He's looking down at her, puts his hand on her little thigh. Looks so small compared to his big adult hands. Her skin is so soft. God, she's such a cute little child. Little six-year-old doll. She starts to struggle a little bit. I tell her, you're not going to get out of our grip. Oh, no, you're not. See, we're taking you back to where we are. It won't be so bad. As long as you don't struggle too much. I have him hand me the rope. I tie her hands behind her back. She starts to cry and scream. I tell her to shut the fuck up. Put my hand over her mouth. I could feel her tears dripping down her sweet little face. I lick them off. She's scared, trembling in my arms, still trying to scream. But I'm an adult, and she's just a sweet little six-year-old child. Of course I overpower her. I mean, really, honestly, she's absolutely vulnerable and, well, powerless in this situation. We get her back to the camp. We roll into the campsite, our dog barking to welcome us. Barking like we've been gone forever. Damn dog. Had him for years, so. I grab the little girl, have her in my arms, while my husband ties her up the rest of the way. Practically hog ties the little thing. I grab a pair of scissors, start cutting off her clothes, one by one. I look down at her, helpless, scared, shaking. I tell her we're gonna rape her. We're gonna fuck her. My husband's gonna fuck your hairless little cunt. Yes. My husband Ian is gonna be your rapist this evening. What do you think, little girl? Do you want to get raped? Of course not. But I know he wants to rape you. And I know I want to watch. I want to watch your little body get ravaged. I want to watch it get abused. Watch it get fucked. In every hole. I want to see cum. I want to see my husband's cum dripping out of every orifice. Are you ready, little six-year-old innocent girl? She looks so cute, hog-tied like that, every hole exposed. My panties stuffed into her mouth. It's just a placeholder till my husband's cock can face fuck her. Oh, and she's got such a cute little face too. Ian, go ahead and take my panties out now. And look at me, you little shit. Look at me. I grab her by the back of the head. I force her to have eye contact. Do not bite. You understand? If you bite, I'll kill you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not your head. Come on. You heard me. Do you understand? I see her nod her little head. Good. I force her head back even farther. Force her mouth open. I tell Ian, well, come on. Here she is. Just like the ones on your computer screen. No one knows where she is. After all, this is our private campground. No one can hear her. What are you waiting for, Ian? Take her. I can see your cock throbbing in your hand. I know how bad you want it. Take it. Come on. She's waiting for you. Look at that sweet little mouth. Those beautiful pink berry lips. Gorgeous big brown eyes. You can see your reflection. And those sweet little 6-year-old eyes. Wet with tears. Come on. There we go. I hold her mouth open for just another second as my husband slides his huge throbbing cock right down her little throat. I could see it bulging as he fucking rapes her tiny throat. I could see his cock, the outline of it, through the skin on her neck. He starts fucking it as hard as possible, face fucking that pretty little child face. That little mouth. My God. Probably feels so tight around his cock. So small. It could barely even fit his cock in there. Actually, it doesn't fit. He can't even go balls deep. It's so small. Practically forcing her lips to stretch open. It probably hurts. God, why does that turn me on so much? He's practically ripping her mouth open. I could see the cracks forming. My God. Look at her. Naked, white skin. Oh, it's so fucking soft. Her hair wrapped around my hand. As I help her stay in motion with my husband's face fucking, his thrusting down her throat. We lock eyes. I nod my head. Come. Come down her little child throat. Come on. Rape this little whore. You sick fuck. You sick pedophile fuck. Do it. Come down her fucking throat. Make her swallow your entire load. Give it to her now. I guess that's all the encouragement he needed. As he makes one last face fucking thrust. I hear him gasping for air. I could tell he just came more than he ever has. Ah, my cunt is soaked. God, that was so hot. But she still has two other holes. Honey, think you could get it up again? I tell her to make sure she swallows every little bit, as this might be your last meal. I hope you enjoy your little stomach full of warm pedophile cum just sloshing around in there. God, it must have been a big load. Your tiny 6-year-old belly is practically protruding at this point. You can hear her begging for help. Oh, it's getting annoying. I tell her to shut the fuck up and smack her across the face. It knocks her over since she's hogtied. I go ahead, put her back in the position I need her to be in. I start playing with that little hairless cunt, getting as many fingers in it as possible, getting it ready for my husband's huge cock. I tell her what I'm doing for her right now. It's a service. 'Cause if I didn't do this, he would just rip you open. I mean, he's just a horny child rapist. He doesn't care. He doesn't care if you bleed. Doesn't care if you cry. Well, and neither do I. Then he looks at me. He points to her sweet little bubble butt. Since she's hogtied in that position, her little hole is just pulsing. I spread her little cheeks as far and wide as possible. Any farther and I would have ripped her. Ripped her in half. God, she's so fragile. So small. He has his cock back up now. It's ready again. Do it. Well, come on. You got it back up, didn't you? Why don't you go ahead and take one of those Viagras I got for you? Come on. I see him run back to the car. Buck naked, grabbing the bottle, taking one of those magic blue boner pills. You know, this is probably the only time we'll ever have a little thing like this at our disposal. You better make it worth it. You better make it worth the trouble, Ian. We're never gonna have one again. He runs back over, excited, ready to rape her perfect little ass, saving her hairless cunt for last. After all, maybe he'll want to breathe the little whore. Her sweet, tiny 6-year-old body, practically able to pick it up. He's able to with only one arm all the way wrapped around her. He guides his cock right over her sweet little butthole. I spit on it for him real quick, get it real soaking wet. He slides it right in, splitting her a little bit as he goes. There's blood already. I see him look a little concerned. Don't care about that. Who cares if we hurt her? I mean, it's not like she's really gonna, like, make it through this. Come on. Fuck her. Rape that little ass. I know how bad you want to. I know how bad you want to fucking rape her. Just do it. I want you to rape her. I want you to rape that sweet little ass. She fucking deserves it after all. Walking alone. Barely clothed. Little fucking whore. Her parents don't deserve her back. Neglectful fucking pieces of shit. Just letting her walk off like that. With her sweet little Teddy. Oh, looks like Teddy's a little bloodstained now. He'll be okay. We'll keep him as a souvenir. I see him. Raping her. Raping that sweet little body. Her moans and yells. Her wails. Almost music to my ears. Using her blood practically as lube at this point. Her little asshole stretched and bleeding. I could tell it's too much for him. Come. Come on. Come on, honey. Come again. Come deep in her little 6-year-old asshole. And I told you, don't worry about the blood. Just come. Give it to her. Give her all of it. Fill her with your pedophile cum. You fucking child rapist. You know that's what you are now, right? A child rapist. A sex offender. An abuser. You were already a child porn addict. Now we're just making it worse, aren't we? Making you more fucking depraved. Well, come on now. Give it to her. Rape her. I see the look over his face. I can tell he just came again. I see his cum seeping out of her sweet little asshole. Just blood and cum dripping. Dripping down her little ass crack. I applaud my husband. I applaud you. You did it! Oh my God, you did it. Oh, and you're still fucking hard? Man, Viagra is really an amazing fucking pill, isn't it? Are you ready? She's got one last hole left. You ready to take it too? Stretch it too? Look at that little hairless cunt. Be a fool, child rapist. Feel every hole this little 6-year-old girl has to offer you. I spread her little pussy lips apart. I spit on her little hole. It's ready. It's ready, baby. I spread my legs and sit on her little face. God, I can feel her screaming into my cunt. I tell her to keep doing it, as I'm already getting close myself. I see my husband getting ready to guide him in. Myself in. As I grab his cock, I tell him, wait, I'll do it for you. Let me guide you in there. He smiles sadistically. Tells me he loves me. Loves me more than anything in the world. And oh God, do I love him too. Gives me a passionate kiss as I guide him in deep inside our new little plaything. He begins to thrust, going as hard and deep as possible, stretching her little cunt, stretching it too far, practically breaking that six-year-old pelvis, fucking it so hard, I hear a bone crack. Did you hear it? I feel her screaming even more into my cunt. I tell her, come on, keep yelling. I completely sit down on her face. My husband, I could tell he's feeling that little six-year-old pussy contract. I can tell it feels so fucking good for him. Just as good as it feels for me. Honey. Oh, I'm getting fucking close. Come on. Come in her. Come in her little cunt. Come in that little hairless cunt. Give it to her while she suffocates into mine. I put all of my weight onto her little head. I feel her nose crack beneath me. I feel just a little bit more screaming. I feel her twitching, dying underneath my weight. I see my husband do one last thrust in her sweet, dying body. Filling her uterus full of cum. Full of disgusting pedophile cum. God, we're sick fucks. I never thought I could do this. I guess I can. Oh, fuck. I come with my husband. I feel as he's filling her little body. Her last few moments in life were being suffocated by my cunt. God. Full of my husband's cum. Every hole raped. She got raped to death. I get off of her finally as I felt her little body go still. He asked me what we're gonna do with the body. I don't know. What do you think? Ah. Yeah, we could save it. You wanna fuck it later? I didn't know you were into necro shit. God, you're terrible. Oh, Ian. I love you so much. This really brought our sex life back to life. Like, I thought it was like a goner for sure. I'm so happy we saw this little thing today. Well, I guess the least we could do is keep her and have her you fuck her a couple more times, huh? Fuck her dead body. It's not like anyone will notice. It's a private campground after all. Maybe we'll do this again next year. After all, next year is our 10th anniversary. What more fun to celebrate than finding another little thing to rape and kill and rape again? I leave her little body out in front of our tent. We go inside, snuggle up on the air mattress. I lay my head on his chest. God, he's so warm. I love my husband. We fall asleep, holding, caressing each other. I love you. Good night. I hope you guys enjoyed that one. Kind of fucked up. I know I went kind of off the rails with it, but like, I think I really enjoyed making this. This was really fun. It was such a fun story because I was just thinking about like, the fantasy for me, I was just thinking about my own husband, you know, and what if this was a thing that happened or whatever, you know. And it was, you know, what this happened with us. So that's kind of what I pretended. Of course it never would. You guys, I just want to bring you guys back to reality. This is just a fantasy. This is all just kind of, I mean, I had a customer give me a great baseline, some trigger words. Baseline is literally like a paragraph of just some, you know, thing or whatever, of just like a short little paragraph of just like a base story, like not even, wasn't much at all, and just some a few trigger words that the customer really enjoyed. I think he wanted me to do more of like a POV thing, but like I just got so lost in telling the story and I got so lost in the character that it just like that part went out the window. I'm really sorry. I got super lost in the story and I don't want to re-record it because I feel like this is like an improv masterpiece in a way. Like I'm really, really, really happy with this. I think there was a couple times where I stumbled a little over my words, but I recover quickly when I do that. It just happens every now and then. Like I have the attention span of like a flea, and I'll get distracted for a second. Be like, ooh, pretty. Oh, fuck. Camp, you know? It's terrible. I am sorry for that. But other than that, I think this piece is amazing. I love it. I'm not even sure. Should I put it in VIP? Should I post it? I don't know. This was a little fucked up, so I'm not sure if I should post it. But I was really happy to make it. Thank you so much for ordering this. Not gonna say who it was, but thank you for ordering it. So happy I was able to get it done. Finally! God, I'm getting so caught up on my customs right now. I'm so proud of myself. Yes! Oh, I've been needing to do this forever. All right. Have a good day, loves. And remember, if you want to order one yourself, you know, just come to the Pervert Paradise Discord server and follow me on Twitter. I need more Twitter followers, please. Oh, for the love of God. I want to get to like 10,000. I really want to get there. I feel like it'll be such a milestone. And don't forget to listen to Miss Beatrix because she's just as fucked up as I am, if not more. Love that woman. One of my best friends. And her Slut Next Door podcast is fantastic. Gotta try it. All right. Good night, guys.